again, everyone. This is Kaz Bielan, and this is Casual Conversations, a place where we have casual conversations, real nice ones, with people important to our world. And today, we have a very special guest. She was Miss Pennsylvania. It's Leah, a contestant in the Miss America Beauty Pageant.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say it that way anymore.
Why?
Well, you have to say the Miss America competition. We have to say it that way now. I was in the Miss America pageant in 1985. The girls today are in the Miss America competition. It's a little bit different.
Well, competition is like a race. You know, pageant is like showing off yourself, your talent, your beauty, right?
Well, there's no more swimsuit. So that's a big change. Yeah, no more swimsuit competition. So, you know, all those hours I spent exercising and trying to make my body better to be in a swimsuit in front of thousands of people is no more. They don't have to do that anymore. So, I'm not real happy about that change. I like it. I like a girl to be all around, you know, an all around girl. Beauty, talent, intellect, poise, the whole thing. It's not like that anymore. Oh,
well,
yep,
I mean,
there you go.
Look at back in those days. Plus, I'm really sad to hear that, you know, this is Atlantic City and this is the 100th anniversary and it's going to be Atlantic City, right?
It's not going to be in Atlantic City. It's going to be in Connecticut.
Oh, come on.
I know. It's sad. There aren't too many institutions left today that have been around for 100 years. There are very few. The Miss America pageant is one of them. And I think it would be beautiful to have it back in Atlantic City, but it's not to be. So that's sad.
Oh, well, certain things just don't happen, I guess. Maybe.
Yeah. A question I got asked a lot when I was Miss Pennsylvania, people would say to me, oh, where was it when you were in it? Because people get confused between Miss USA and Miss America. Where was it when I was in it? It's been in Atlantic City forever, right? But I went to Atlantic City and they would go, oh, that's such a shame. You didn't get to go very far. Wow. It's like the whole history of it is in Atlantic City. It was the best place for me to be. And I'm sad that the girls today don't get to experience, you know, the parade down the boardwalk and that big, long, beautiful runway in Convention Hall. It's just complete. There's no There She Is Miss America song when Miss America wins. It's
right.
It is just a whole other entity today. Everybody knows that song, right?
Yes, let's go back. There she is, okay. Miss America. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember watching that.
I'm not gonna admit out loud that I have that on my iPod. I'm not gonna say it out loud.
Okay.
That on my iPod.
We're not gonna
play on my iPod when I'm in the car.
We're not gonna ask for that, but no, we will. Is let's take a look at this wonderful picture.
Yeah. Back in the day. I was Italian and had nice black hair. I don't know what happened to me. So the girl in the picture with me, that beautiful blonde, ended up winning. Her name was Susan Diane Aiken. She was Miss Mississippi. And she was gloriously, perfectly beautiful. And there was never a doubt in my mind that she wasn't going to be Miss America that whole week. And she had the three names. So, you know, I don't have three names. So I think that's why I didn't win. I don't have a middle name. She was Susan Diane Aiken. I was just Leah Shiaza. I didn't get to win.
Oh, you gave away your one of your last names because it just says Leah on the screen. So
Leah, it's just Leah. Just
Leah. It's like Cher, Leah.
Yeah, like Cher or Lassie.
Like
you know, or Lassie maybe. You know, one of the two.
All right, so let's. You know, you were pretty young when you became Miss Pennsylvania, and you had to go through quite a bit of, shock to be suddenly have to, you know, appear in different locations such as this one. Tell me about what's going on here.
Don't I look happy?
Yeah, look at you.
Don't I look thrilled to be there? I was 23 years old when I won Miss Pennsylvania, and I have a son who's 23 years old, and I look at him and I think to myself, there is just no way that my kid could do what I was doing at age 23. You know, it's a lot of people don't realize I make fun of it, and people in general make fun of pageant girls, but it is not an easy year. You know, I was doing appearances and things that were unheard of for a 23-year-old to do. You know, I was speaking at the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, and I was having dinner with the governor and, you know, giving assemblies on, they would just say to me, okay, you're going to talk to the senior class of such and such high school and you're going to talk about drug abuse. And I'd be like, well, what do you mean? And then they would push me out on the stage and, you know, give me a microphone and I'd have to talk for 30 minutes about things that, I just wasn't experienced in, enough to know about, but somehow I made it work. And I didn't, I always go back to, I used to watch the girl that was Miss Pennsylvania the year before me. Her name was Gina. And I would go to her appearances and she could just talk. And she would be up on that stage and she was engaging. And I would sit in the audience like this. And I'd be like, I will never be able to do that. Never in a million years will I be able to do that. And then, you just do it. You do what they just kind of push out there. And by the end of the year, I could have talked to anybody about anything. Yeah. And to this day, I still have that skill. I mean, I don't get intimidated speaking in front of anybody, except maybe you.
Well, yeah, I let you talk, though. It's nice and quiet. Yeah. Leah, let's slide over and bring up this great picture because the dress in this picture has very special value to you, right?
Yeah,
move over there a little bit.
So, over there
so we can see you more.
Oh, wait, this way. Okay.
Everything's opposite.
So, television. And it's, everything's backwards. Look, okay. So that gown and many of my gowns during my year, my mom made. And my mom was a beautiful seamstress and she hand beaded, 80,000 beads during my year. Right. She, one up, one down, one up, one. And she just, I think she's blind today because of my pageant gowns, but it was kind of a perfect marriage for the two of us because she saw that it was a great way for me to get scholarship money. Right. I mean, I'm not particularly athletic. I'm not the top of my class academically, but I'm smart. She knew I was able to speak. Do you hear that?
Oh, they're coming to get you.
They're coming to get me. she knew I could speak. She, I had talent. I looked okay in a swimsuit. She could make me gowns. It was just sort of a perfect marriage for me to enter pageants. And it worked out. And you know what? It paid for 100% of my college education.
Wow. That's great.
If I could throw my kids in a bikini.
Hey, all right. Listen.
If they could get their college education paid for, I would do it. All right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. But, this is what every princess movie they show how to do this. And I'm sure you're expert at this now. So let's show this one, the famous princess.
Now you have to do it with me.
Pennsylvania Wave.
You do it with me?
What? You want me to?
You do it with me? So it's sort of like there was a former Miss Oklahoma who was a comedian for her talent. And she said it was like screwing a light bulb ever so gently into the into this. So I'm trying to get into the frame there that way. So you sort of, I haven't lost my wave mojo in 40 years. I can still do it. I can still do it.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put you full screen because I want every single potential contestant or competitor, whatever it is these days,
to
show.
It's very important. We'll
take the full screen. Show everybody exactly how it's done. Go ahead.
Let me fix my hair. Okay. So you just sort of go back and forth. You look at the people to the left. You look at the people to the right. You blow a kiss.
Wow. You should do like a course on that. That's really fabulous.
I know. It's Waving 101. Yes.
Waving 101. Wow, that is cool. Hey, we kind of worked in the past lives in another, television when it was just regular cable television. And I know you think that this clip was buried someplace, but we did find it in the archive. And it goes back to, as I call another millennium, you can figure out, look that up, folks, on Google it, millennium, what that means.
Right.
And so check this out, and hopefully not too embarrassed by this. And we'll talk about it afterwards, all right, Leah, you ready?
Do it.
Movie guy, my personal favorite, hey, you're that guy on TV, aren't you? It's true, I am that guy on TV. I'm Casbian, and alongside with me today is Leah Cantwell, formerly Miss Pennsylvania in the Miss America Beauty Pageant, and that... I just found out what year that is. That's in the year 19.
Thank you, Kaz, very much for sharing that with all of our viewers.
Thank you.
Certainly is an honor to be hosting this event this afternoon, and our viewers are in for a real treat. They're going to see 15 marching bands competing for awards, as well as our own Hillsborough High School band performing an exhibition.
You do that so well.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry you didn't win, Miss America. What year was that?
Never mind.
Never mind. Okay. Never mind, folks. Anyway, seriously, it takes a lot to put this together.
Oh. Very interesting.
Very different. We're very different. You had the Tom Selleck mustache.
Yeah.
The hair. I was still married at the time. In a whole different name. You know, dark hair. We had a lot of fun. And I, you know what? I am. First of all, I don't know if I'm looking in the right. Where's my sight line? I feel like I'm looking at you, but where am I looking?
The other way. Yes.
This way.
Okay. Yeah, well, a little higher. Yeah, there you go.
There.
That's it.
Okay, right there. Okay, I'm so sorry. You gave me an incredible opportunity to learn how to be a news person. You know, you gave me stand-ups. You let me anchor. You gave me my own show after a while. Yeah. We did voiceover work. It was a great experience for me, and I loved every minute of it. It was great, and I thank you for that.
You're welcome. You know what I realized watching that? We talked so fast in that clip. I did and you did. And I didn't speed that up, but it seems like, I guess because there was a band competition, we just got to get everybody excited.
I think when you're younger, the pitch of your voice is higher.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's from the training of the voice. Okay.
Now we're so old, we tend to talk down.
Hey, you don't like that O word. No, we're not saying O word. No, we're not old. We're not. There's another word for that. You can come up with that, but the O word is
not the word. We're aging like fine wine.
There you go. Very good. Very good.
There you go.
Let's set up this clip. This is someone very special introduced you in a singing opportunity.
Yeah.
And so why don't you set that up and tell people who that is?
I am very fortunate in that I've been able to come back to the Miss Pennsylvania pageant for quite a few years. And I either entertain, I MC, sometimes I judge. I've audited pageants. I've really kind of remained involved. And this was one of the years that I, and I'm pregnant. So before you say, Leah, you look a little heavy. I'm pregnant in this picture or in this video. And I came back to entertain. And the girl that was introducing me again was the girl that won Miss America the year that we competed. That would be Susan Diane Aiken. And she came back to entertain at the Miss Pennsylvania pageant this year. And she remained a good friend throughout the years. I adore her. So I mean no disrespect when I say all three of her names. I love her.
All right, let's check it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very, very dear friend of mine and your Miss Pennsylvania 1985, Leah Shiaza Cantwell. You tell me that you're leaving. I can't believe it's true. Babe, there's just no living without you. Don't take your love away from me. Don't leave my heart in misery. 'Cause if you go,
Frank Sinatra here. You got me in a mood for the tune there. See it? Hey, you know, you got to look the look and feel the music.
You got to walk the walk there. How come you're not wearing a tiara? Right? That would be so much more appropriate. Why aren't you doing that?
Well, because you didn't send it over to me ahead of time. If you had, I would have worn it definitely. I have no pins to stick, you know, those pins in anywhere, but it would have been painful, but I would have done it for you. Okay. Yeah.
You know, when I won Miss Pennsylvania, they didn't put pins in it. They taped it to my hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your hair?
Yeah, they taped it. They just kind of stuck it on there, and it had masking tape in there, and it.
Wow.
That was a lot of fun taking that off that night. Yeah, it was good times.
So Leah, what advice would you give to potential contestants or competitors or whatever you want to call them these days. You know, if you're a young lady and you want to get do what you went through, would you advise them to go through this and why?
Well.
In 3 minutes or less.
There's a lot of sirens going by. I'm just saying, I don't know what's going on outside my house, but do you hear
that's
those?
Your security detail. They're coming for you.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, in 2 minutes or less, I would say, first of all, do your research. There are a lot of pageant systems out there. If Miss America is not your bailiwick right now because there's no swimsuit competition, there's the Miss USA pageant, which is all about looks and, you know, and they also do community service. Mm-hmm. But there is a swimsuit competition in that one. There's also a new system open starting up, which is hearkening back to the old Miss America ways, which is probably the one that if I were to enter today, that's the one I would go in because it does have all four phases of competition, talent, swimsuit, evening gown, and the interview. So first and foremost, do your research and see which system you fit into the best. And that, by the way, is called the Volunteer Miss America Volunteer pageant, I think. I don't know. Anyway. And then, you know, you've got to practice. You got to hone your craft. If you're going to do a pageant where there's a talent competition, you know, you can't just decide, oh, I think I'll be a singer today and I'm going to go in the pageant. I'm going to sing.
Yeah.
You know, my craft was honed from a very young age. I was a figure skater. I was a dancer. I sang. I played the piano. I mean, my mom constantly had me learning and evolving as far as talents go. It wasn't something that I just sort of picked up a microphone and started to sing. So please practice, you know, be proud of yourself when you're out there doing the talent competition because, you know, we're rooting for you out in that audience, but we also want you to be really good. So there's that. Uh-huh.
Well, the next clip shows that you've been practicing up to today.
Yeah,
So 1985 is when you were in that last clip. So it's been quite a while since then to today. But it looks like you practiced.
What do you mean, quite a while? What's your point?
Well, my point is that you've been practicing all along. So this clip shows that you really practiced very well. Not that you did bad on stage there. You know, you had Miss America introduce you. You know, so tell me about this clip we're going to see what the
ironically, my best friend in the whole world ended up living in this little town of Virginia that I live in right now. And she and I met her at a pageant. So all those people that say, you know, pageant girls, ew, bleh. You know, I mean, I did meet my bridesmaids at a pageant. And she is my best friend to this day. And she lives here in Virginia. And she is an incredible piano player. Just beautiful. And her husband plays the drums. And so the three of us are sort of getting a set list together and trying to go out and gig. I haven't sung in a hot minute. So I'm just trying to get the voice back. And the three of us rehearse and we have a really good time. And also the job that I have, like my real 9-to-5 job, I work for a doctor and he is also an incredible musician. And I do go out and gig with him. So,
awesome.
Yeah. It's really, I kind of fell into that. I'm very lucky.
Okay. For those who know who the Carpenters are, here you will recognize this song very instantly. And we'll be right back to discuss that a little further. You wear the hat. I figure I wear a hat.
where are your eggs? How come you're not? Did you see the eggs?
Forrest Gump. Bubba Gump shrimp.
There you go.
Never know what you're gonna get with Leah.
And I was playing the heck out of those eggs, wasn't I?
Look at that. Look, my hair is all out of control. Where's your hair people? They gotta come here and fix me up.
I know. Sorry. I don't have hair people anymore.
You don't?
Sadly, there are no hair people in my life.
No, your hair looks great. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Okay,
we're New Jersey.
We take care of it. Pennsylvania. Hey. You're in Virginia now somewhere. I don't know where that is even. Yeah, somewhere south of where I am.
Yeah. So I'm in, you're Jersey still, right?
Yeah, Jersey. Yeah, always Jersey. You're from Jersey? I'm from Jersey. Well, you sort of. You were in Jersey.
I'm from Philly.
Well, you know, Philly. I forgot. Yeah, Philly.
I always say living here in Virginia, I don't mean to disrespect the native Virginians. However, you don't have sports teams. There isn't really food. Like, where are the cheesesteaks? Where are the tasty cakes? Where are the Phillies, the Eagles, the Flyers, the Sixers? Come on. You know, I'm from a real city, Philly. Right?
Okay. Yeah, sure. If you say
I feel like I have to look at you this way, but you're over here, really. And so I'm getting very confused talking to you because I'm talking to nobody because you're in my peripheral vision over here.
Well, it looks good on this end. So
okay.
That's all we care about.
Okay.
So what's you think are the key takeaways for future people who want to sing, who want to be in a contested pageant? There you go. All right.
You're doing very well in not throwing the beauty word in there.
I'm walking that line between us here, you know, this line right there. I'm walking it very lightly. So we'll put all the links below to everything that Leah has to offer on the internet.
I have there. Nothing and, to offer. There's nothing to offer. There will be no links. There's nothing.
Well, you can leave a message. You can leave a message on YouTube, and I'll contact her if you want to.
I want to say this. You know, here's my life lesson, because I did not plan my life to be this way, right? I entered the pageant, I won, I waved, I got my college education paid for, I married the boy that I fell in love with in the ninth grade, and it was all supposed to work out perfectly, and it didn't. It just didn't, and so. You know, you have to be adaptable in life, right? You know, I've had to reinvent myself. I would have loved to have been in the news for the rest of my life, but you know, it didn't work out that way because I'm old, and the news isn't exactly kind to women.
Not true, old. Not true. You're not old. We're not allowed to use that word. I warned you. You're gonna bleep it out.
You know, so I've had to kind of reinvent myself.
Yes.
And I'm making it work. You know, I wake up every day, I'm living and breathing, and I'm keeping a roof over my head, and you know, my kids are okay, and that's how I have to. That's, you know, and I really think, you know, bringing it full circle back around to the pageant, you know, I got handed so much that year as far as you have to do this and you have to do that and you have to look a certain way and you have to be a certain way, you have to act a certain way, and you have to say a certain thing. And it, you know, it was just a lot, but it prepared me for, you know, to kind of duck and weave and bob and get out of the way of things that just, you know, because I had to adapt on a dime. And my life has now become this giant dime. You know, the one thing that I want to say to you, because I do think it's so interesting that 40 years later, people still want to talk to me about being Miss Pennsylvania. And I always say it's the first thing that people say about me when they introduce me. And it's going to be the last thing people see about me when it's in my obituary. It's going to be the first line.
Hey, Leah, so, I think you will forever be Miss Pennsylvania.
Forever Miss Pennsylvania. And so when they took the swimsuit competition away, I wrote a little Facebook thing about it to voice my displeasure about it. And it caught the eye of an editor in the Philadelphia Inquirer, and she printed it. And then it caught the eye of the wire services. And then it became trending on Yahoo News. And I was, you know, there I was trending with Meghan Markle, you know, all because of something on a whim that I entered 40 years ago. Yeah. So, but that 40 year ago whim gave me a good foundation for the rest of my life. And so I'm never going to begrudge it. And I'm always going to be grateful that I had that opportunity.
Well, we're grateful you've been a very special guest to us here on Casual Conversation. So was it casual? How would you describe this?
Casual. you know, you tell me, you know, I'm going to put you on camera, and then I got to put makeup on, and I do my hair, and it's like a whole thing that I don't ever really do anymore. You know, nobody's looking at me anymore. Nobody cares. So it was fun to kind of dress up sort of and pretend that it mattered.
It doesn't matter. You matter. Everybody matters.
It doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Well,
it does
matter. I
appreciate
you saying that. I do.
You proved it matters in the last story that you said. You thought it was a silly little thing you wrote, and it got worldwide attention. So amazing how little piece can explode these days and get your name and stuff out there.
It was absolutely insanity, the things that, the places that it went. You know, I had friends from all over the country telling me, oh, it was even in USA Today. They talked about it. I guess Jennifer Aniston had done some pageant movie, and they were quoting her and me. Like, I got quoted with Jennifer Aniston. And so I was like, hi, you know, I might be important. Who knew? You know, so it was, you know, I just never know where this Miss Pennsylvania title 40 years later is going to take me. It's craziness.
So I'm going to ask you one more time. In one nice sentence, how would you describe your experience here on Casual Conversations?
In one nice sentence.
Nice. I didn't say nice. You did.
You said one nice sentence.
Did I did? Oh, sorry. I did say nice. Sorry. But I don't have a teleprompter.
As I said, you helped me to become very comfortable in front of a camera, speaking in front of people. You gave me an incredible experience. And anything I can do to help you, I will always be there for you. And it was a very casual, comfortable conversation today.
Awesome. Way to go. Keep having those casual conversations with anybody else you want. I might give you full permission because it's the way to go, right?
Thank you. So are we going to wave our way out?
Okay, you know, I'm going to practice my little wave there. Yeah, got to be like slow motion.
Kind of slow-mo.
Yeah, slow-mo. Yeah, there you go. Everybody practice.
You go, Mr. New Jersey. You're doing
Thank you.
Good.
That's right. The title still is around. I never was that, but it sounds good.
It never goes away, Kaz. It's just never going to go away.
Bye.